Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Name that movie.
Drop the mic and walk off stage. Huey Lewis is like trying to pick it up and be like, what about love? Come on. This song is unbelievable.
Oh, by the way, it looks like death outside right now.
I don't know what's happening. We're going to be driving into the danger zone.
I don't care about driving in it, but I'm in like a polo and shorts right now. About to walk out to Cleveland death.
Man. Times it's so good. All right, folks. The Browns will return to work next week on Tuesday. That will be the start of the mandatory minicamp. Will we see Tashawn Gibson? That's a big storyline there. Do you think we see him? And let me ask you this, Matt Wilhelm. With all the hype Jordan Poyer is getting right now, and deservedly so, by the way, because he's been a star of OTAs.
He's been balling.
Very, very smart. A lot of football smarts. Knows where to be. What does that factor in? Does Tashawn Gibson say, hey, I don't want this team to even think they can go on without me. I got to come in. Or is he like, I'm just at a different level. I'm not even worried about
it. Not at this juncture. I would say deep into training camp, if the holdout continues and preseason games are being played and Jordan Poyer continues his progress and there's no drop off to the eye of the coaches from Jordan Poyer to Tashawn Gibson, that information will head up the pipeline into those scouts and onto Ray Farmer's desk, and he starts to evaluate and say, hey, we got a guy asking for $40 million. We got to buy a guy right now playing for, you know, vet minimum at 800 grand. Let's pay him 10 over the next four and get an equivalent player out of a guy like that. So I would say not right now. Not in minicamp, not at the beginning of training camp, but if Jordan Poyer goes out and this defense is playing lights out, if the evaluation of Dante Whitner and Joe Hayden and Tremont Williams and Carlos Dansby from a production standpoint and from a communication standpoint, they're playing with Jordan Poyer as if he is Tashawn Gibson, and that feedback will be taken, that scenario deep into training camp as the season is on the cusp. And you whittle away at that third preseason game is now over. No Tashawn Gibson. You know those starters are going to play.
Oh yeah.
You know, a series or two, if not at all, in that fourth preseason game. At that point, Mike Pettine and those starters, and Jim O'Neill and those starters, and John DeFilippo and those starters are already on to the Jets. Jordan Poyer will be a part of that game plan. And it'd be very difficult to interject Tashawn Gibson, as good as he is, with a new contract. Right away.
So you don't think that right now this would have any bearing? Because now, in reality, if the Browns so chose, if he did not sign his tender on Monday, the Browns would be within their rights to lower his tender number. So they could start taking money away from that offer. I don't think they'll do that because that doesn't help anything if you're really trying to get a long-term deal done. But I just wonder if he's going to take this opportunity to come back in and say, okay, I'm here, let's keep working on this, but in the meantime, I'm going to come work on myself and work on my game, and I don't want to lose my position to a guy like Jordan Poyer, who is very talented.
No, yeah, you're right. It has no bearing. They're not going to take money away from Jordan Poyer because they have the leverage with the fact that he was an undrafted free agent and the system with which we play by, which is the tender, then therefore franchise system next year. So they're not obligated to pay him a long-term deal. Does he deserve one? Sure. You know, but it's the money right now that it comes down to. And so it'll be up in the air. And I think, you know, they're not going to take money away, if that was your question. They're not going to take money away. They're not going to reduce that because he is at least of value for $3 million with the level with which he played, which is a significant pay raise. That $3 million he'll play for this year is the entirety that he's played for in his career in the National Football League.
Right.
You know, in 3 years. So... not going to work against him and take his money away.
All right, that'll do it for us here. Some good insights from Matt Wilhelm there. Hope you guys all have a safe and great weekend. Again, Browns will be back at it next week, Tuesday, June 16th, to begin their mandatory minicamp, a 3-day minicamp that will be probably the most intense practices of this portion before they actually can get into training camp and put the pads on.
Yeah, the key word that I will use when it comes to or two words, intensity up, and refinement, as we heard that, you know, there'll be no more installation. refine what we've already installed, and then we'll really know how we open training camp.
Then we will know how it's going to be. All right. For Eric Williams, our producer, and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks so much for listening to us. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and hope you enjoyed another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Loggins.
Come on, Cavs!
Let's go, Cavs. Get it done Sunday.